What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 446 of the Action Movie Guys podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and my co-host is
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we are continuing with our comic book movies that never got a sequel month. Now, the funny thing is, the first movie, Spawn, has a sequel that they're working on now. And apparently this movie does too, but it has not come out. And it may never come out. We'll see. And that is a movie called Constantine from 2005. And this is, of course, directed by Francis Lawrence. I think it was his first film. I know he did a bunch of music videos, and then this was kind of his first film. And then he did I Am Legend, and then he did some Hunger Games movies. But Alex, I already know the answer, but I'm assuming this is not a first-time watch for you, but what is your background with this movie? How many times have you seen
it? I saw it a few times. Like, this is my third time watching.
Third time.
No, baloney, because fourth time. Okay. This is my, because I had it, I never saw it in the theater. I brought it on Blu-ray, watched it like two times, then I got the 4K, watched that, and then watched it again.
Okay.
So yeah, it was like four times-ish around
there. This is my third time. This came out when I was a senior in high school. I actually went to see this at the theater during school hours with a couple of my friends. It was rated R. However, we were 17 because we were seniors, so we were able to get tickets. So we went to see Constantine because we had early release. So I remember distinctly going to the theater. It was like a Thursday or Friday. We got out early. Let's go to the movies. Let's see Constantine. And we could buy rated R tickets. So we did it. So yeah, I saw this at the theater. And then I didn't watch it again. I want to say a few years ago, I watched it for the second time. And then I just watched it with the 4K. So I don't know how this review is going to go as far as, you know, like it, don't like it. But I'm interested to talk with you about it now. As I mentioned, a couple of fun facts. This was directed by Francis Lawrence, who went on to do those other things. Currently, as far as a sequel is concerned, he apparently and Keanu Reeves have developed a story for a sequel and took it to DC Studios, and they got approval to proceed with writing a script. So they, at this point, they have a story idea. They're working on a script, and apparently it's going to be set in the same, it's not a reboot, or it's a sequel. So set in the same world as the 2005 film. And it just says, with John Constantine facing increased challenges. Now, that is probably the most vague thing you could do. He's got some challenges. Yes, but apparently this took a long time. They started working on a sequel shortly after it was made, and it just sort of fizzled out. Also, it was supposed to be a rated R movie. Then the studio wanted it to be PG-13. They made cuts, and then even with the cuts, it ended up being rated R, but it was like a soft rated R. And so the director, Francis Lawrence, said that he felt the movie was sort of in a no man's land, where it's like PG-13 plus rather than a hard R. And he wanted to make a scarier kind of hard R version, but wasn't allowed. So maybe in the sequel, we might see something like that. I don't know. And then lastly, of course, I usually don't do box office numbers, but this thing did make $230 million. The budget was somewhere between 70 and 100. So it was profitable, but I think another movie that did well, I know a lot of people who had this movie like on Blu-ray, on DVD. It was one of those kind of staple movies in collections that people had. So
yeah,
I'm sure it's profitable enough that DC is at least considering. Also, Keanu, you know, he's bigger now than ever at this point. So I'm sure they'd be like, yeah, let's do another Keanu Reeves.
Well, I mean, my only thing with the sequel is that they waited way too long. Like, he's like 60, 58.
20 years since
Movie. I mean, they wait till he's like super old. Well, he's not super old because
still in good shape. And the good thing is, with a movie like that, you could just factor that in if you're using the same act. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it makes sense.
If it's a sequel to that movie, then literally it's been 20 years. What is he doing? What's going on?
My only afraid is that since James Gunn is the DC head of DC, is he going to allow him to put it in the Elseworld or go, you know what? Let's make Keanu in part of the John Constantine of this world. You know what I mean? Like part of
the. And is it going to be the hard R, or are they going to be like, no, we need money, PG-13. Yeah.
And if you're going to do Constantine, you got to do it right, which is hard R because of the demons and everything. And
yeah, exactly.
Such a waste of opportunity because.
So this is a soft R, this first one.
Yeah.
It's R, but just barely, honestly.
You know who I would love to tackle John Constantine? Because this is right up his alley. James Wan.
Well, the funny thing is, I don't think he's ever been involved, but I know Guillermo del Toro was involved at one point.
Oh, he would have been another good one.
Yeah, he was going to do Justice League Dark, which was going to have Keanu Reeves as, and I think that's perfect, but it's not true. So we'll never see it, and not in our lifetime. Maybe Guillermo del Toro Jr. will work on Justice League Dark in 40 years. All right, let's give you some Rotten Tomato scores and let's talk about this movie. These scores are not surprising to me, but I'll let you see what you think about it. As far as we'll start with the audience score on this one. The audience score is a 72%. So regular old Joe Schmoes like you and I for the most part, enjoy this movie. The critic score, though, is a 46%. Mm. So not very high. I remember when it came out, for me, I remember a lot of mixed about the movie, to be honest with you. It has since kind of gained a cult following, but it was not like a, you gotta see Constantine. It's no. I never really heard that about this movie. So I don't know. Do you find those numbers surprising or not really?
No, because the 72% are people that read the comics. You know what I mean?
Oh, probably,
or
yeah.
Or audience, you know, that had a knowledge of John Constantine going to see the theater. You know, I mean, going to the movies. Whereas I guarantee you, like, if we do like a Marvel movie where it's like lower than the critics, those are people that never read the comics. They're just going to read it and go, oh, this shit is whack. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, 72 tells me that these people had knowledge of the character. Okay, I can see this, honestly.
All right, well, let's see where we land. Do we agree with the critics? Do we agree with the audience? Do we fall somewhere in the middle? We're going to find out. I'm going to let you go first. As always, John Constantine is our lead character. He's played by Keanu Reeves. He has a sidekick named Chaz, played by Shia LaBeouf, who I won't get into, but I like him in this movie. And also, you got Rachel Weisz as sort of the female lead character as well. As Angela is her character's name. But take it away. What did you think?
Okay, I wish they did more with John. And this is what I mean. I wish they tackled a little bit on how he got his power. Just for the people that don't know him, at least know a little bit of, like, give a little bit of the origin. I know the devil, I know Gabriel, I think it was Gabriel the devil that hinted it a little bit. Mm. Or one of the henchmen or one of that talked about, like he did so many favors or something like that.
It was Gabriel.
Yes, Gabriel, the chick.
Tilda Swinton. Yeah.
So I just wanted more backstory because this dude's just straight off the bat. This movie goes straight off the bat. Demon possession, which I kind of liked a lot. I ain't gonna lie. I liked it. I thought it was very creative. CGI is very old, but we could take that. We'll talk all of that on action. I like John Constantine. I like the morals of him. He's kind of like an anti-hero type character. He doesn't give a shit, but he does give a shit at the end of the day. He is dying of lung cancer, but then he's always going to hell, but he needed to do something good to elevate him in God's eyes, and they fix him up.
Yes.
They pretty much repair him at the end of the movie. Like, pretty much they remove the cancer and he's still smoking again. Like, that's his, like, habit is smoking cigarettes. With that said, Keanu Reeves as John Constantine, for some, I don't read DC John Constantine. Like, I don't know much about the character. I love the character. Like, watching the movie, I always love characters that fight demons. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I think that shit is cool. Like, Van Helsing. I like Van Helsing. Like, I love characters like that. Like, just to say, like, not the Hugh Jackman, but I do like Van Helsing because he fights the werewolf.
I like the character of Van Helsing. I just hate that movie.
Yeah, I know you hate that movie. Like, I love, like, Whisker to Blade. Like, I love humans that could fight demons with gadgets and holy water. And I don't know why. It's just a pet peeve that I love. So when I learned about John Constantine, when I watched this movie the first time, I was like, yo, this is really cool. Imagine if they did it big and they could do so much stuff, him versus Lucifer. I was going to talk all crazy. And then my friend that reads DC, he goes, man, you got to read the comics because he does some wacky out of this world. But he goes, John, and then that's when he popped the bubble for me. He was like, Keanu Reeves is not John Constantine. And I was like, what do you mean? He was like, oh, he's like a London, Australian type guy.
He's blonde hair.
Blonde. He was like, he's not black. He doesn't talk like a surfer. So he's like, no. But you know what? He made it his own. And that's what I'm going to give it. I'm going to give him a 4. I don't think he's perfect for the role per se, because I think if you're going to do it, you're going to want to do a comic accurate with a British guy and whatever. But I'm giving him, because he was kind of great in this role. He reminded me like every other character that he does anyway. Yeah. He's charismatic. He did everything right. So I liked it. Rachel Weisz, I'll go quick.
Yeah.
I don't want to say she's miscasted. She just didn't feel right in this world. Mm-hmm. I guess that's what I want to say. Yeah. Shia LaBeouf was perfect. He reminded me of my man, Frank Barone. I forgot his name, the guy who played. Oh, Peter Boyle. Remember Peter Boyle? He was a cab driver in... Oh, was it Escape from New York? Was it Escape from New York with Snake Plissken was like, oh, Snake is in the cab.
Probably,
I think it was him, right? Or was it The Shadow with Alec Baldwin?
In the 90s.
Was he in
He was in The Shadow.
Yes! So in The Shadow, that's where
He's named Mo Shrevenitz.
Yes, Mo Shrevenitz. Yeah. So that's where I got Shia LaBeouf. Like, I feel like, man, this is kind of feel eerie to The Shadow. If I hope we tackle it because I haven't seen that joint in ages. I want to see that in like the Phantom. I never seen the Phantom before.
The Phantom's on the list.
Oh, okay.
Don't you worry. Oh. Don't you worry.
But anyway, Shia LaBeouf did a great job as his character.
Shadow's on the list too, by the way.
Oh, good. I like Chaz. I thought he was really good, but I'll let you go. But yeah, I feel like out of all three of those characters, Rachel Weisz is the one that did not fit for me. That's just me.
Fair. I don't know these characters. I don't read comics, but I like comics. As far as I like the lore, I like comic book movies. I like the idea of comics. I'm just not into reading them too much. I used to when I was a kid, but I never really got into it. But I do always do like research on characters when I find out like if they're playing in a new movie or a show or a cartoon. I watch superhero things. I just don't read comics. But from my knowledge of John Constantine, Keanu totally miscast from what I've understood.
Yeah.
Because he's not British, he's not blonde. Even his personality he's more sarcastic from what I understand. John Constantine kind of a little more sarcastic. And I think he was in a TV show, one of the DC TV shows, and people said that guy was amazing.
Whoever
that
John guy Constantine, was. The TV show. Yeah.
They said, oh, this guy is actually like John Constantine. So, you know, I don't know. I will say I love Keanu Reeves. Do I love him in this role? He's fine. I think the character's super interesting. And so when we're scoring the character, I like the concept. I like a lot of concepts in this movie. When I have issues, it's with other things. But a guy who has the ability to see demons and things like that, it drives him crazy. He commits suicide or tries to commit suicide, gets revived. Well, he goes to hell for a little bit, gets revived. And because he did that, he's damned to hell. And so he spends his life using his ability to see demons and things to fight them and help people. I like the thing with Gabriel explaining you're doing that for yourself, not for them, because he's trying to redeem himself so he could go to heaven. I actually really like all of that. Yeah. I think it is a great concept. I think it is interesting for a superhero, you know, set in sort of a dark, you know, like demon, hell, heaven type world. I give him a 4 as well. I don't think it's a flawless character. I don't think it's the most interesting character, but I think it's very interesting. I thought Keanu's fine again. You know, like in 2005, could I think of a better actor? I don't know. You know, I mean, I was young then, but I couldn't think, like off the top of my head, I can't think of anyone who in 2005 was a big, he's coming off the Matrix movies. So it's like, you know, I don't know who's bigger.
You could have had a young Hugh Jackman.
Maybe Hugh Jackman could have done it, but you know, he's in the middle of X-Men movies at that time.
That's true. Yeah. X-Men. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't know, but anybody. Whatever the case, maybe Daniel Craig at the time, he was a no name, but he's British and blonde. He probably could have done it. Casino Royale came out in 2005 too. He could have done both. This is a one-off movie. It didn't even have any sequels. That's why we're reviewing it. So he probably could have done it because he was edgy Bond. Oh, he could have been this guy. Anyway, I gave him a 4. I like all of that stuff about the character. I think he's very interesting. And like you said, he's a good guy, but he doesn't care, but he does. Because especially the scene with Chad, when Chaz dies, you could tell he's like, oh, he's mad. Oh, yeah, he's like, that was my boy. And I love Shia LaBeouf in this movie. He is the perfect like sidekick for this kind of character. He does all the studying. He's reading the books. Constantine don't know, but he's like, he wants to really help. And then I see when he finally gets to help and then he dies. And I was like, no, not Chaz. No.
remember the scene?
What? In the club?
They go to the club?
Yes. And then he's like, two frogs on a bench. The guy stops him and then he tries to run past him and he puts his hand on his throat. He's like, I'm just testing you. Bro, it was great. And I agree with Rachel Weisz. I love her. I think the character is just not that interesting. Whatever. 4 for me, 4 for you.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. I'm indifferent, honestly. Okay, villain. Now, ultimately, Gabriel is revealed to be sort of the one that's pulling all the strings here. Other than that, you get demons, you know, like random. You get Gavin Rossdale as a demon man.
Doofus Bush.
And you got Peter Stormare as Lucifer.
Bathathar.
Yeah, yep. And then you have Peter Stormare, John Wick 2, precursor here as Lucifer. So what did you think of the villain elements here?
I liked it. I gave him a 4. I don't think it's a 5. If they were written better, I would have said a 5. It was more demons, it would have been a 5. Okay, well, look, I will say this. We got the first demon in the first part of the movie, which I love with the mirror. I don't know, Nate. That scene set me up for this movie.
Right at the beginning?
Yeah, because he just comes in and he's like, click. My man clicks the cigarette. Mm-hmm. He's like, I need ropes and all this stuff. And I was just like, what is going on? And I totally forgot the stuff that was going to happen. And I kind of digged it. I ain't going to lie. I thought that was pretty cool. I was like, all right, the demon, I think now it would have been done better. But I thought it was pretty cool. Gabriel was really cool. I like Gabriel's character. I thought she did a great job as Gabriel. I'm not going to lie. The guy from Bush, he did a pretty good job as Baphisard. Yeah. I think he did a pretty good job. I don't think he was like the greatest actor, but I think he did a good job with what he had, like who he was in the film. Like he knew who he was. I thought he played it very well. Satan is my dude. He was Stormare. A good stick. Yeah. He was just like, go look in the other room. He's dying. He's like, where am I going to go?
He said, you've been waiting 20 years. You can wait 20 more seconds.
Yeah. And then he went and he was just like, crap. Like he was telling the truth. I loved it. I thought it was really good. Now, what people got to understand is that this movie is kind of like a murder mystery type because they killed the twin sister of Rachel Weisz, that mm-hmm. she played both characters. And she's like feeling like she's getting messages from her sister, like flashes. Of like seeing her sister dying. Yeah, they have like
psychic powers.
Yeah, like they were connected or something like that. And she randomly meets John Constantine. She meets him when he's getting his x-ray for his lungs in the hospital. They bump into each other. He's mad rude to her. He locks the door on her. So you can
the elevator. Yeah. He's like, hold it. Yeah. He's like, nope.
Yeah, he locked it. So I was like, oh, and then they meet again at the library where he's talking to nobody because she can't see it, but he's literally talking to Gabriel. Yeah. So again, that's where the characters cross back. Honestly, Nate, I did. It's not a formidable. I mean, they did some cool scenes though. When John Constantine in the street, when the demons were about to get her, and he's like, wait, and then he lit the fire and everything. Loved it. I thought that was pretty cool. The demons, him going into the hospital, and he had to turn the water with Chaz and everything, and he's shooting my. I love that gun, the Van Helsing gun. I thought that was pretty cool. The boiler cross
cannon thing.
Yeah, or the what is it called? The bowling alley scene. I thought that was really cool. Like it was nice visuals of the like the battle with the bugs and him in the street. I mean, look kind of bad CGI. Like when he fought the big bug guy. You know what I mean?
I don't like the face. The face is what ruins it.
Yeah.
If it was just like the swarm, it looked cool. But as soon as it tries to make a face, I'm like,
Yeah. So for me, like that hinders it, but I gave it a 4. I thought overall the villains and everything was kind of cool and I liked them.
Okay. I gave him a 3. Yeah. The first fight is with the bug thing. And he's like crabs and bugs and snakes and cool concept. Don't understand. Comes out of nowhere. Just mad random. Like all of a sudden starts fighting him for no reason. But he's there. Gabriel. Tilda Swinton, great casting choice. Love sort of the androgynous choice there. Obviously, Gabriel would be a male, but they decided to go Tilda Swinton, who has that look of like, she could be a soft guy or a girl. You know what I mean? So, and it is one of the best actresses, just absolutely one of the best. So not mad at it. And ultimately, Gabriel's pulling the strings. I kind of like the idea, not as much as Constantine, but Gabriel being jealous that humans have an easy path to get to heaven, that God essentially loves them too much. So she wants them to earn it by unleashing the son of the devil so that he can reign. Supposedly what's supposed to happen is the son of the devil is going to actually take over and kill Lucifer and then become the leader of hell on earth and all this stuff. And then humans will suffer and then they'll really need God and then they'll really earn it. That's her plot or his plot, Gabriel's plot. I like it in theory. I don't love it in execution. And a lot of that has to do with the script writing for me, because you're right. It's a murder mystery the whole time. And then all of a sudden this all just kind of like, I don't know what's going on. This is the third time I've seen this movie, and there's every time I watch it, it's enough years in between where I don't remember, and I'm like, what is going on? Like, I forget how it goes, and I think that's a detriment to the movie, like that I have to like really pay attention, and then she's explaining it. And even then, I don't think they do a great job of explaining her plan, you know? But either way, I think she looks cool as the character. I think Stormare's a great as Lucifer. You're right, he's creepy. He got black, inky feet. He got, like, oil on his feet. He wears a white suit. He looks gross. It almost licks him at that one part. I don't like that. When he's, like, right up on his face.
Yeah.
But I like the portrayal. I agree with you. I like that. So my problem is this is not a traditional good guy, bad guy movie. And so for that, it suffers a little bit for me. But I gave him a 3, though. Not horrible. I think that's interesting. But 3 for me, 4 for you. Okay, action scenes.
Well, you said it. It's not a traditional good guy, bad guy.
Yeah.
And there ain't no action sequences that you think you're going to have action sequences. Now, you do got, I mean, you do got the hospital scene towards the end when he's fighting and shooting. Yeah, the holy water scene. We could call it that.
That's the best action scene.
It's in the whole movie. Yeah. I mean,
it's and the only then one him, longer than a minute.
Yeah, even him putting the fires out with the demon in the streets. Like he's just putting fire and they all going around and dissipates. Yeah. Right. Him going to hell, but he's going to grab her fucking hospital named thing and ID just to prove that she's down.
She went to hell. That's proof that she committed suicide.
Yeah. So honestly, Nate, ain't much in this film for me to say. Now, the hospital scene is good, and I'm giving you the 3 because of the hospital scene. Mm. I do, and I'm gonna say the possession in the first move in the first part where putting the demon in the mirror, because that's kind of an action sequence because he has to put the shit in there. And I kind of like the tension there. I thought that was pretty cool. Honestly, throughout that, and then you had this stupid knife thing that I was just like, the what spear. The hell? Yeah, I was just like, again, a MacGuffin.
Yeah, why did they need that? I mean, I think they try to explain it, but it's like
it was horrible.
Sense.
Yeah, I was just like, you didn't need this. I was like, I don't know, because John didn't go after it, so it's not that he needed. So I don't know, it was just dumb. At the end of the day, I gave it a 3. I thought it was good.
Okay, so I had to count. You're right. There's not a lot of action, so I had to count anything that resembled action. I feel like the exorcism scene in the beginning, it's got some thrills and chills, right? Because you're doing the mirror. You know, pull the mirror, move the car, falls on the car. But it's not really action. I do love, and I've always loved the part where that Mexican guy gets hit by the car.
Oh, yeah, the beginning.
I don't know why. It looked like the CGI of the guy is not amazing, but the car crash looks awesome when it like just like smashes. He fights the crab monster snake creature guy. He fights Gavin Rossdale. He could like blast in the door, and then he has the brass knuckles and he's punching his face off. So there's that. The hospital scene's by far the best, and it is actually awesome. It's just short. So it's like, dang it. That was the best thing they got here. It reminded me of Blade at the beginning when he's at the club and the water's coming down.
Yeah.
But it's the demon version, the vampire version. So he's like, he's using the gun and I'm like, this is cool. And then that's it. I gave it a 3 as well. I don't love my score here, honestly, but I feel like that one scene was really cool enough that I gave it a soft 3. I was like, you know what? I'll give it a. There's little bursts of like exciting things. This is a more like story and character movie, but so yeah, we're both out of 3. And I'll just stop there because there's not a ton of action in this movie, so there's no reason to go on. Okay, storyline. What is your opinion on this?
Okay, so we had the staff of whatever. I honestly did not know.
It's called like the Spear of Destiny or something like that.
Yeah, something.
And I don't like that name. It sounds like an Indiana Jones thing.
It was like a spear or something.
It's called the tip of the spear. Oh, they don't say the name here. It just says the tip of the spear that pierced Jesus. But in the movie, it's called like the Spear of Destiny or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. But anyway, it didn't need it. It was a plot point that did not need to be. It was like a beacon to like the demons to come to Earth or something like that, right? It was like it opened the gates or some shit like that.
Yeah,
like he was like calling for.
He was gonna like release hell on Earth or something. Like
yeah. Yeah, for the Antichrist, stupid thing like that. Didn't work for me. I did not like that at all. Gabriel's plan, I kind of liked. I thought it was pretty good. I kind of liked also Constantine's story with the cancer. He was dying, so he didn't care anymore. He was just doing his stuff until he dies. That's pretty much what he was doing. Honestly, I'm not a hardcore John Constantine fan, so I can't go, oh, this is like the worst movie ever. I've seen worse demonic movies or whatever you want to call them. But at the end of the day, it was kind of lackluster, to say the least. So I did enjoy those. So I give it a 3. I thought it was good for me. Well, I know I would give it a 2 for decent, but...
Well, don't worry. I gave it a 2. Yeah. I gave it a 2. Yeah. This is the thing that has always bugged me about this movie is the plot. Because I feel like if I explain to you what this movie is, like here's the... Like when I described John Constantine's character, awesome. I think it's great. It's great as a character setup. Gabriel's plan. Okay. I jive with that, right? But everything else that's filled out in the middle, I don't like it that much. much. I've never been able to like get into the story of this movie. I like the characters, but I don't love the story that they're in. I feel like stuff randomly happens, you know, just for the sake of happening, like that crab monster thing. Like what? Like it's only there to have a little action scene. There's no real reason for it. They'll use stuff like I just feel like stuff's poorly explained. Like the sister. Like I know it's a mystery, but like you have this Rachel Weisz jumps off this thing, falls in it, kills herself. Right. And then they go back later and they watch footage and she's like, Constantine, I you know, like she had some psychic abilities. So it could be that. But and then he like gives her a near death experience in the bathtub to like awaken her door. And like stuff is happening. And I'm like, they never explain his little thing with the tattoos where he's like, and then all of a sudden Gabriel comes out. What is that? Why has he never used that? Why don't I know what that is? Why didn't he talk about it? Why? You know, it's a lot of that. And I feel like maybe the writers were assuming only people who read this comic were going to watch this movie because that's not a way to write a movie because I've never read the comic. So I don't know this stuff. You're right. It's not an origin story. They just drop you in. He is who he is and he has his abilities, right? And you have like these side characters like Papa Midnight. Oh, I don't like the name, by the way, but I love Jaimin Hunsu. I like the actor, but like, how do they know each other? What is going on? What is this club with all these weird freaks in it? Like, what is, it's too much like, just like, we hope you know what this is and you go along for the ride. So I've always had a hard time every time I watch this. This is the third time. And this is the third time I had a hard time like really investing because I'm constantly sort of like asking questions and I don't always know what's going on. So maybe that's on me. I don't know. Maybe it's on the writers. I don't know. But it seems like that's kind of a consensus, is that the plot is kind of muddled, especially in the middle. But I feel like it has a strong start and a strong end. And then the middle's there.
Well, so, remember when the father is drowning on the liquor?
Yeah.
I was just like, okay. Yeah. I was just like, okay, just they have him here to kill his friend so he can get mad.
Right. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
And the spear, super MacGuffin the way it's used, especially like this dude finds it in a hole. It grants him magical powers. You don't know why. I mean, they give you a text at the beginning, but come on. Like, how am I supposed to know that it makes him indestructible? And then he's going, why is he going to Los Angeles?
He kills his friend.
Huh?
Kills his friend.
He kills his friend. Like he kills all the cows. He walks by the cows. They're all dying. Why are the cows dying? Like, what is that? I don't know. I just have too many questions. So I gave it a 2. I've never loved the plot of this movie at all. So, all right. 3 for you. 2 for me. What is your overall?
I thought it was good. I enjoyed it. I don't think it's a garbage DC movie. I can see a lot of people say it's weak. Sure, it is. But at the end of the day, I had fun with it. I'm not getting rid of it. I really enjoyed Constantine. I think it was a fun movie. I don't need to see it 24/7 every day of the... But I could totally see this every year or every other year or 5 years from now. I will still enjoy it. Even with the muddled story, I thought it was a fun, entertaining horror.
It has horror elements. Horror. Absolutely. Yeah. Demons and possessed people crawling on the walls. And
I mean, at the end of the day, I gave it a 3. I thought overall, for me, it was a good DC movie. I mean, I don't think it's the greatest DC movie, but it should be up there for me. So I gave it a 3.
Well, we're on the same page here. I gave it a 3. I don't love the plot, but man, visually, this movie has some really, really great stuff in it. I think Francis Lawrence at the time was an interesting choice, again, because he only really did music videos. But a lot of times music video directors have like a good eye for stuff. You know what I mean? Because all they got is like 2 minutes to like do visual stuff in a music video. So I love even the beginning, like when he comes, there's 2 parts I'll just say that I love. When he gets out of the cab and they show the cigarette falling underneath and it lands, then he goes over top. Then it pulls up more, he gets out of the cab, and then it pulls up even higher and he's walking it. Like just those shots consecutively, I think is awesome. And I love when the lady jumps off the roof and it shows it from the view of under the pool and you just see her body and then it hits the glass and then it hits the water. I mean, visually, I think this movie is awesome. A lot of good stuff. The dark is dark. The light is like almost like burns your eyes. Like it's too bright. And I like that, the contrast. So it's one of those movies that I like as a visual style over substance type movie. I could watch this visually. I like some of the characters, but I'm not really into it as far as like, oh, that's an amazing story that I love with action scenes that are great. Not really, but I wouldn't get rid of it either. Like I've seen it 3 times. I'll probably watch it in the future. It's interesting. If nothing else, the movie's interesting. So yeah, I gave it a 3 as well. Oh, what's your total points?
I gave it a 17. You know, it's funny. I bet with this movie, the more you watch it, the more you unlock more stuff. And I have a feeling that's what this movie is supposed to do, but I think it was like told in a weird way. But yeah. I think, like you said, you have to pay attention into a lot. And I guarantee you, if we would have, because I don't watch movies with subtitles, but I guarantee you, if I watched it with subtitles, I would have, it would have gave me more stuff. More
it might have, because I don't know what Shia LaBeouf said when he died. And yeah, I didn't rewind it. I couldn't understand him. He talked so low, and I don't really know what he said, and he dies. But yeah. I was like, I'm not going to rewind that. He said something. Okay, 17. I gave it a 15 out of a 25. Mm. A good movie. I know a lot of people love this movie now, but I don't know a lot of people who loved it like when it came out. I didn't have a lot of friends who were like goo goo gaga for Constantine. On a reappraisal, I think it's better than it got credit for when it came out. I don't think it's great. Okay, as far as what we got coming up. So that's Constantine. Next two episodes, we're going to be reviewing RoboCop 3. Frank Miller's RoboCop 3. That's what I call it. And a movie that I know you didn't like, but I'm going to spoil it for everyone. One of my favorite movies, period. We're going to be doing a little Scott Pilgrim versus the World, a comic book movie with no sequel. This is totally a Nate movie and totally not an Alex movie. So I think it's going to be a really fun review to do. So yes, RoboCop 3, Scott Pilgrim versus the World. That's what we got coming up on the next two episodes.
All right, guys. There you have it on the pot. Scott Pilgrim. It's funny. I've seen it once.
I can't wait to rewatch it. I'm so excited.
I've seen this shit once. And what? Sold it.
I don't have the ability, but I'm going to mute you when we review.
Oh, my God. All right, guys. You guys want to follow us on our social media accounts? Please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to youtube.com/actionmovieguys. Subscribe. Leave comments on your favorite episodes. Hit the like button to help us with the algorithm. And of course, you guys can follow us also on Instagram and TikTok on the Geek to Letter N Flix. And Action Movie Guys is available on all podcast platforms. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.